finger, what do you put on it to keep it from getting infected?
Well, you can use alcohol or iodine, or they got several other things at the present time.
And what about something that is given as a tonic and for malaria? People used to have malaria, a medicine for it.
Oh.
It's supposed to be real sour or bitter, I think.
Oh, yeah, some of you, malaria. You're taking some kind of sulfur stuff and things like that, and they dug some kind of herbs of roots and stuff and made tea and out of...
What about that?
Quinine. You can use quinine, but I was thinking from the nature of maybe some people couldn't. People used to boil stuff and take sassafras roots and take tar and put it down in a jar and put hot water over it and let it sit all night and drink the water off of it the next day. And then I've known some people that were sick and taking lighted splinters, they lighted knots and split them up and get shavings out of it and put it in a bowl and pour water on it and let it sit there the next morning, put a plate over the top of it, and next morning have a skin over it like cast oil and drink that all day, and that's all they drink, and then that would do away with it, and that malaria would be gone, the skin would clear up, and they'd get all right. I've seen that done. That's been a long time ago.
Right. All right, what about if a man was very sick, and he got worse and worse, finally he...
died.
And have you got another way of saying he died? If you don't want to come right out and say he died, you might
say he passed on.
All right. And if you're joking about it, any way, joking way of saying somebody died?
No, I don't.
I think this maybe has to do with something like kick the bucket. Have you ever heard kick the bucket?
Yeah. I never heard any joking about anybody dying except one time. There were some people living close to us, and one of them was named White and one of them was named Green. And an old fellow living there in the settlement that he never was married, and he was a professional liar and talked all the time. And there come a big frost there one time in late early fall, and it killed everything. And he left out the next morning, went to town, and had about 5 miles up there. And he walked to every neighbor's house he passed. He'd see him out in the yard, and he wouldn't stop and talk with him. He just hollered to him and said, "Old man White killed old man Green last night." And he went up the road over there, clean into town, and everybody's house, he saw him by the yard, he'd tell, and there wasn't no time for this string of folks going down that old man White's and old man Green.
Of course.
And they got that, both of us, all right. and so they went and they got, some of them fellas got mad, they was fixing to beat that old man up, and he said, "Well," says, "I had represented the White Frost to killing the green grass," whatever it was, but he'd done called along to the summit. That's the only joke I ever know put on anybody about dying.
Oh, my. If you know that somebody died last week, but you don't know what was the cause of his death, you might say, "Well, I know he died, but I don't know what he..."
What was his trouble?
All right. Would you say it, "I don't know what he died..."
With,
okay. And, the place where people are buried, whether it's public or private, what are the different words that you have for that?
Well, they call them cemeteries, but a lot of times it's been called a family plot. Why, it's not public, and you'd call that the family plot and thing like that, and but otherwise it's a church cemetery, which was, again, to start off with, it said that's the church plot. The land been put aside for a cemetery, and after so many is put there, then you go to call it the cemetery. But it's called a cemetery plot to start with.
Oh, see, all right. And the box that a body is put into for burying is called
a casket.
And the